The Night Caller by John Lutz. Copyright 2001 by John Lutz. This full-length reading was published by arrangement with Dominic Abel Literary Agency, Incorporated, and was produced in 2001 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by Scott Brick. Chapter 1. Sue Coppolino was young, pretty, and nervous. Her painted nails drummed on the steering wheel as she drove her red Sebring convertible toward the Siesta Key drawbridge in Sarasota. It was a hot and humid Florida night, so she had the car's top down, and the wind caressing her face felt like warm liquid. The convertible's tires thrummed over the steel mesh of the bridge, and within seconds she was off the mainland and on the key. She turned north on Midnight Pass Road, then veered to the right instead of going straight toward the public beach. Wealthy estates and condominium complexes lay out of sight beyond thick foliage and palm trees on her right, overlooking calm, moonlit water. Because the night was bright, she could see the brilliant oranges and reds of the hibiscus and bougainvillea blooms. It was almost midnight, and there was no other traffic. And with the top down, the ratcheting scream of cicadas was something deafening when the car glided past densely wooded areas. To the cicadas, the desperate, continual scream was a mating call. Right now, Sue heard it the same way. She was up to no good. At least, some people would see it that way. Not that she was going to commit a burglary or anything. In fact, she made more than enough money in her job with a surveying company. It was just that the angular white buildings of Bay Vista Condominium with their red tile roofs weren't visible from the road, but there was an ornate wrought iron steel gate painted bone white just up ahead.